The Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt is set to reopen for the first time in nearly 2 years, offering a limited lifeline to the besieged enclave. Israel says it has agreed to reopen the crossing for pedestrian travel only, under strict inspection measures, after the body of the last remaining Israeli hostage in Gaza was returned. Those leaving Gaza will be free to travel, while anyone entering will face security checks by an EU delegation, the Israeli military, and Israel's Shin Bet agency. Preparations are underway to draw up lists of travelers, with priority given to patients, the wounded, foreign passport holders, and students, as well as the gradual return of Gaza residents treated abroad. Zahir Al-Wahidi is director of the Health Information Center in Gaza.
More than 20,000 citizens have completed referral procedures for treatment abroad and are waiting to travel. Among them are 4,000 children and 4,000 cancer patients. There are also extremely critical cases that require immediate medical evacuation.